Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio. You're listening to Mornings with WFHR. Thanks for joining us this morning. I am Seth. I am in the studio today. That's why you're not hearing James right now. We'll get to James in just a little bit, of course. He is down with Melissa at Family Natural Foods. They're doing a fun live remote there. We'll get to them in just a second. But first, let's go ahead and take a call from our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, like we do at the 8 o'clock hour every day. Let's bring them in right now. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
It's Paul Trombley, of course. He's been calling us every day for a couple of weeks now, and we've really been enjoying it. Paul, what do we got in store for some weather this weekend?
Yeah, we do have a still quiet pattern. Some of these cooler temperatures into the start of the weekend, but starting to get a little warmer Sunday. And then early next week, a couple of warmer days before the next cold front comes in midweek. But in the meantime, a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today. High temperatures pushing up near 50 with a north wind gusting around 10 to 25 yet. Otherwise, clear and colder tonight with some upper 20s still coming back here for us. And then Saturday with some sun, 57 with a west wind 10 to 15. Mid-30s Saturday night, 62, mix of clouds and sun Sunday. After a low at 36 Sunday night, still quiet sunny trend Monday into Tuesday, 61 Monday after 41 Monday night, around 70 on Tuesday. Then you can see a few showers build in with this cold front coming in on Wednesday. 63 Wednesday, back to some low 50s for highs Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Thanks a lot, Paul, for that, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, and you too.
All right, thank you very much. But James never tells you how much fun it is to do the morning show. I think he's keeping it to himself because he really doesn't want to give it up. No, I'm kidding, everybody. It's been fun. Before we get there, I just want to remind a couple of quick things here. During the 8 o'clock hour, we will be getting to Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. That'll be coming up for the weekend at about 20 after or so. We'll be getting to James and Melissa here in just a sec. And Star of the Day, of course, will also be happening, Culver's Star of the Day. Those are going to be both done here in the studio. So we'll give James and Melissa a little bit of a break. Also, a reminder that at 11 o'clock today, make sure you tune into As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. She will be broadcasting from our studios today. She is in town here. She has family in Wisconsin Rapids, so it's going to be a lot of fun to have her come in studio here, broadcast her show right from our studios at WFHR. It's going to be lots and lots of fun, so stay tuned for all that. Now, let's go ahead and bring back James and Melissa from Family Natural Foods.
Thanks so much, Seth. I appreciate that. And very glad you brought up Kristen coming to the studios and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
She invited me on her show a little bit at some point and during the show. Mm-hmm. I'll be joining her. We were actually talking back and forth a little bit yesterday about what we'll be talking about. It's a really fun conversation, especially if you haven't stuck around and caught Kristen before, everybody. Catch As Goes Wisconsin. It'll join us right after Morning Magazine. I just remembered I've got to do Morning Magazine later, so that's a good... but Melissa and Katrina were nice enough to be giving us a tour right now. I'm going to let them get back to that.
Oh my goodness, we just crammed so much into that break, Katrina. I went back and I tried all the kombucha. And then
so good. The diffusers that they have here and how, you know, which ones you recommend. Like, you just have no idea how much knowledge this woman has.
Let's come over into this corner here and talk about this amazing wall of vinegars. It's oils and vinegars. It's called Vampas Oils and Vinegars, and it's a German-based company. The oils and vinegars are coming from Europe, so either like Italy for the oils, or like there's a pumpkin seed one that's from Austria. So they're hand-folded, and then the vinegars are aged in these barrels in the Alps of Germany, right? That sounds pretty good right there. But they're really great. So they're going to be kind of aged for a while, which, you know, like a wine, right? It gives it a better flavor over time. Some of them are aged for just, you know, 6 months. Some of them are a couple of years. It just depends on the variety. But I'm just going to give you a couple just varieties I'll share with you. Like, there's
okay.
And tell me what you do with them, too.
Sure. Okay.
So, in general, vinegars, I like to say, pick me on a salad bowl, right? They're so, of course, it's really good for a salad. But slaws. Instead of maybe doing like a mayo-based one, you can do a vinegar-based one. Some people will like cook their fish in like a lemon olive oil or drizzle it on top afterwards. You can put a handful of these on top of like a spare. asparagus or any veggies, I've had people that have taken like a really awesome aged vinegar and put it on ice cream, which sounds like, I don't know about that, but it is really good.
That does sound odd.
But you also have wild mango, balsamic,
yes,
star.
It's a vinegar.
So, yes. I mean, that with ice cream, maybe.
Yeah, wild mango is really good. People often put that with like a chili olive oil. Mm-hmm. That combo is like that sweet and kind of spicy. We have because we're Wisconsin-based, we have a cranberry, and that's a really fun one right now going into the fall, and it's seasonal. You could pair it with like a hazelnut olive oil, which is really fun.
Ooh.
Basil olive oils, which is really good with like a this sour cherry that we have over there. And then a crowd favorite, like my kids like it, and that's great, the Milky Margarines, is date balsamic. It's really sweet and rich flavor. It's super good.
Oh, and that just dresses up your veggies like nobody's business.
Yes, right? And then we also have like pear and truffle. Come on in today. You can taste them.
Yes,
you can taste them. We are all about the experience. And, we say it's like an experience. So you come in, you can taste it. Again, it's kind of like the kombucha. You buy a bottle once, and then we can just refill it over and over again. So it's that kind of
awesome concept.
Yeah, which is really fun.
All right, and then you've got these beautiful baskets.
Oh, my gosh,
these are
right?
Gorgeous.
They're so good. They're alafia baskets. So James knows about them, too. And he could speak on it, but I guess I'll do it right now, James. I'll take that away from you. They're inside of each basket. They have the name of the person who has made them and what country that they came from. And so this is it's a handmade basket, and it's really mostly it's the women in Africa that are working on it, like Uganda or Kenya that are working on them, and it's giving them equal rights, equal money, and so their work is really wanted and needed instead of paying them just like a dollar for what they do, they're actually paying them fair. So it's a fair trade company. That company also in the cosmetic area has like a soaps, and we're walking our way over there.
We just skirted past the wall, but you really don't want to miss that.
Yeah. We have all sorts of different cosmetics. So let's just say from head to toe, right? You're gonna shampoo your hair, we have that. These things are on sale. You've got soap bars. We've got things for, let's say, you scrape your knee and you need something for healing. We have like healing salves, all sorts. We have bath soaps from local companies. We have toothpaste. We have face products. I mean, et cetera, et cetera. Think head to toe.
Yeah, things for insect bites, bruises.
Yes.
I know Arnica is really great for
bruises. Yes, you got it. That is an easy one. We also have Arnica in a tablet form in the homeopathic section as well. So those ones are on sale. I'm standing behind the pet product line, and we're hoping to talk a little bit more about it later in the hour about pet health, because, right, we love ourselves, but we love our pets to a whole different level.
Pets are family.
Yeah, they are. So we have a whole pet section, whether your animal needs something for inflammation or digestive system or calming, right? A lot of our pets get really excited.
Anxious.
Yeah, so we have that, and we'll hopefully talk to you a little bit more later in the 8 or 9 o'clock hour on that one.
So over here we have our cookbooks and books on, I'm guessing, health?
Yeah. So again, Frank, my grandfather, and my dad, Mike, their passion is educating people on their health. And so what we're looking at, this whole wall, we call it our bookshelf wall, because this was all books at one point.
Okay.
And, right, books kind of, people don't,
there's a lot
books
available online.
Yes, there's so much online, which is great and also hard at the same time. And so we've scaled our books down to one section because we still truly believe in having a hard copy and a lot of book resources and for some of those hard to find topics. But so that's another section, which is just kind of fun just to learn more about what else is out there. There's some local authors,
and it's nice that it's not overwhelming.
Yes,
you've got a nice concise section that you can choose your books from, and
yep,
a nice little seating area where you
yes
can page through them.
Exactly.
All right, so now we're moving more to the center here. We've got, I know on the back side there's essential oils. Mm-hmm. I've already been perusing.
Yes, yes.
But on this side,
this is our kind of immune health area. So whether it's cold and flu, whether it's like sinus area, whether it's bronchial respiratory issues, we have that. So all sorts of different things.
James is reaching in.
Curious about slippery elm, and it's actually good for everything. Mm. It's good for like coating our throats, so when we have like sore throats, or when we just kind of like need to clear our throat all the time. It's good for sinus health. It's good for digestive health. It's good for James, everybody.
You know what? I think that his just like intuitively knew that he needed to have that today. So we're gonna put that on your pile of things to buy. And now let's go around to the essential oils before you guys have an amazing array of options for oils, although there is one you need to order for me.
Okay.
You have jasmine, absolutely, but you don't have jasmine.
We'll get that for you, Mel. No worries. We got that. And also, what's fun about it is that you'll see the first ones in the row. It says tester. So test it, smell it, see if you like it. There's different companies. We have Phonoroam's a Minneapolis-based company. Now Foods is a Illinois-based company. And there's different scents, whether it's like a mixed variety, so we've got different scents coming together. Like this Nature Shield is a really popular one right now for immune health. We've got a combination of different ones of cinnamon and thyme, and a couple of ones that are really like medicinal.
Yeah, but you also got straight up camphor if you want that, which is one of the main ingredients in things like mentholated and
Exactly. You got it. And this is a great time to stock up if you're going to be making things for Christmas, right? Like maybe you're going to make a chest rub for your family, or maybe you're going to make like a bath soap. This is a great time to think ahead, like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to need X amount of essential oils in which ones.
And then you've got all your carrier oils down here to choose from, and also your diffusers, and we're going to talk again about those if I need one. You've got perfumes, you've got the bracelets that they put oils on if you want to wear an oil as a perfume or a multitude of them.
Yep, those are made locally by our friend Terry here in Wisconsin Rapids, so that's really fun. She even can customize some of them. I've had her do that in the past for me, too. So, yeah, really fun
awesome.
Stuff.
All right, now we're going to go to the back wall here where I drool over this every time I walk in here because this is where you have your non-dairy cheeses, your tofus, some of your, like, we'll say...
refrigerated, like, dairy section maybe or non-dairy section. So, right, Mel, for you that is lactose intolerant, this is a great place where you can get some cheeses that will you can eat, that will taste good, and they won't bother you.
Yeah.
And then we also have different harder-to-find cheeses in the area. We have great cheese factory just down the road, but there's some harder-to-find ones, like goat cheese, the popular sheep milk cheese. Again, like we were talking about before, if they're in a lot of grocery stores, we try to not have them, so we want to have something that's a little bit different. But,
yeah, like apple smoked cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you've got local yogurt, even goat milk. Yeah. Some local eggs. Wow.
Lots of stuff.
Okay, this looks more like the vitamin wall when I first walked in. What is this?
We're back to the vitamin wall, but in a different way. These are our herbs, so a single herb. So think like turmeric or propolis, which is great for immune health, fenugreek, hops for calming, different things like that. So it's again, kind of A to Z. We've got it from, you know, bacoba all the way to, wild yam. Our end one that we have over
so
there.
So I'm seeing some things that I would cook with, like fenugreek and ginger.
Yeah, exactly. It's an herb wall, so you're going to have your gingers, your fenugreek, things you can cook with, but also some people want it in a higher strength form. So,
these are like tablet form that you could take internally.
Exactly. Good description.
That's right. We got to do those things with live radio.
But you can come
all
in later.
All the emotions don't help.
Yes. But 9 o'clock, come on in and come see it. So we're giving you the tour. Never been here, but please come on in. 9 until 6 today, and we're here celebrating. There's gifts, door prizes, and lots of sales in store for you.
All right. Well, we have just a little bit here, but we got their cleaning supplies and a few other things. These are all the natural cleaning supplies.
Mm-hmm. And then we have homeopathic wall, which looks confusing, but it's really, really awesome. Good for all ages. I love it for little ones, right? I have two younger kids, and it works very effective. It's very safe. It's very low doses of different herbs that help the body regulate. So you'll see like the Newton's homeopathics, it talks like more specific, like for cold and sinus or for ear care. They're really helpful for all sorts of different things. People using, again, like young to old, very, very safe product line.
Nice. Then you've got mothers.
Yeah, more like prenatal, postnatal health. So if you, or for babies, kids area, kind of have a little bit of everything in there. And then Aloe, which I want to mention, is an amazing Wisconsin-based company. We've actually, my grandfather was working with this company.
Really?
So, yeah, the gentleman has had an Aloe-based company for years. So my grandfather, Frank, worked with the Aloe company called Farm Aloe. And then our dad, and now Steve and I are working with them. And the owner of it has now retired, but his son runs it. So another family-run business. And this gentleman... he's awesome. We've asked him, maybe like 5 years ago, like, what do you do? You're in your 80s and you're still carrying like these heavy boxes, living life. He's like, I take aloe and a multivitamin. I'm like, I want to be you. I want to be you. That is awesome.
Something
stay
to
healthy.
Attain to, yes.
Yeah.
And then the cleaners. You have the 7th generation. You have Zoom. I've seen some of these cleaner elsewhere. But like Mrs. Myers, I love Mrs. Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are nice because maybe you have pets or you have kids that you don't want to be having harsh chemicals on their paws or licking it, or the kids, you know, licking the counter. Everything. Yes, I do. I have a test for that one. And so this is great because it's safe and effective cleaning products that you can use to, you know, there's some that are, you know, will kill bacteria and all these other things. So we have that, which is really fun. And I guess, I don't know, is cleaning fun? I just said it's really fun. Right?
It can be. I mean, if you turn the music on and you start a dance party,
hey,
it's a good time.
Absolutely. I'm going to come clean with you.
And we can see from here, because we've made full circle, all the way back to the bulk bin wall, which is on the other side of the cleaning supplies. And you've got so many options there for nuts and cereals and popcorns and just yummy, yummy things. But James is trying to pull the microphone out of my hands. And you know what, James, just back off, all right? I got this.
I got nervous. If I don't talk on the air for a couple minutes, I get a little nervous. I don't know what to do with myself now. That was so good, you guys. That was awesome. That was really cool. And I got to let the audience know, I kind of just sprung that on them. I was hoping to do this. Nice job, you guys.
It was fun.
Good. What we're going to do right now is we're going to move out of the way, let Seth kind of handle some good stuff for us with our friends at Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Oh, so I get to shop?
Yes. This is your time, Al. This is your time.
It's my moment.
While he's taking care of Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and celebrating all of you out there, he will also then get to Star of the Day from Culver's. When he's done with all that, we'll come back. We're going to speak with Mike Hittner about the history of the building. Curious to know what it was like, even when his dad was running things. So we'll talk about that. Talk some more with the staff, and we'll just keep talking and having a good time here as we help Family Natural Foods celebrate 76 years serving this community. Remember, gang, they open their doors at 9. It's going on today from till 2, and then on Saturday from 9 to 1, this is when the anniversary sale will be going on. Check it out, 20% off supplements, cosmetics, CBD, essential oils. There are door prizes. There are tons of people that are going to be around. It's just going to be a blast. It won't be the same without you, so get on down here. Meet us at 910 West Grand Avenue. Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more fun on Mornings on WFHR.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It is time, everybody, once again for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We do that every day here during the weekdays in the morning show. We love our friends at Misty's Menu at 9041 State Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, normally they are open from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. 7 days a week, but I just checked out their Facebook page, so I want everyone to know they do have a message on there. Misty's Menu will be closed Friday, October 7th through Monday, October 10th. It is a popular vacation request time. They are sorry for any inconvenience, and they thank you for your understanding. They will see you next week. So we'll take some qualifiers, of course, for the anniversary birthday club today. But Misty's will not be open this weekend. So we're going to say have a great time to the crew over there. Have a nice vacation. Take some time off. They deserve it. They do a great job over there. So we were going to wish them a happy vacation. But, of course, they'll be back. And when they do, you can go ahead and go get your meals there. Go open 6 to 2 normally 7 days a week. So Misty's Menu will be open again. Let's go ahead and get into the birthday and anniversary club. We're going to do 3 days now. We're going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starting off with today, we've got several birthdays to celebrate and one anniversary. And I have to say that because I don't have anyone in the studio with me, I had to do something for to get the random number to pick the qualifier for today. Saturday and Sunday take care of themselves. There's only one for each day, so they're all qualifiers. But today we had several. So just so you know, in the interest of transparency, I went to random.org. and got a true random number to pick the qualifier for today, since I didn't have anyone I could bug about it. And I wanted to be as objective as possible about it. So looking at today, October 7th, we are going to start off by wishing a happy birthday to a relative of Pam's in the office here, Patty Eskrit McGinn. She grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids, but now lives in the Appleton area. So happy birthday, Patty. Now let's get to some other birthdays here. We've got Don Drewiski. Happy birthday, Don. Have a great day. We've got Tammy Leamy. Also, happy birthday to you, Tammy. We've got an anniversary, Jerry and Janet Meadow. are celebrating their 22nd anniversary today. Congratulations, you two. Enjoy your 22nd anniversary. I got to check here and see if we've got a list, if there's anything on the list here for 22. There's not anything for 22 in our anniversary gift, so you'll get balsa wood, I guess. No, I don't know. Just get them something nice, all right? They're going to be celebrating all weekend long. So, Jerry and Janet, congratulations. Have a great anniversary. And our qualifier for today, Robin Ireland. Congratulations and happy birthday, Robin. You are our qualifier for October 7th. Let's go ahead and move into the weekend. Tomorrow, October 8th, we've got an anniversary. That is it. And they are going to be our qualifiers as well. Herb and Jonna Cranholm are celebrating their 34th anniversary tomorrow. Congratulations, you two. Have a great anniversary. Go have some fun. Enjoy yourselves. Can't send you to Misty's this weekend, but find a good place to go. You can go to Misty's later, and you are a qualifier for Saturday. And then looking ahead to Sunday, we do have another non-qualifying anniversary we want to talk about. We've got another relative of Pam's here. Dennis and Michelle Eskrit are celebrating their 46th anniversary on Sunday. That's Pam's cousin and his wife. They both grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, and now they live in Florida. I hope they are safe, of course, after what happened in Florida. So I hope everything's good down there. 46th anniversary for those two. Congratulations. Have a great weekend and celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And then we have our qualifier for Sunday. We've got Kathy Kronstadt. Kathy, happy birthday and congratulations to you. You are a qualifier for Sunday. We are not going to go into any celebrity birthdays today. It's not fun just hearing me babble about it. So let's not worry about that right now. But once again, thank you to Misty's Menu and their participation in our birthday and anniversary club. Once again, they are closed starting today through Monday the 10th on vacation. Have a great time, guys. Hope you have a nice rest. And we will see you when you come back on Tuesday. Once again, our qualifiers for today, Robin Ireland, Herb and Jonna Cranholm, and Kathy Kronstadt, all qualifiers for this weekend for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Congratulations to you all. And of course, at the end of October, going into November, we will be picking our winner for the two meals and two pieces of pie at Misty's Menu. All right, we're going to turn to Melissa's news right now. And then when we come back, we're going to go make someone a star of the day. We've got a TV theme song that we're going to be playing. It is a kids show once again. We're kind of on a kids kick as we head back to school this year. So it's going to be fun. Stay tuned for that as well. But first, here's some news from Melissa on WFHR, locally grown radio. Lights, camera, action. That's right. It's time for Culver's Star of the Day on this Friday, October 7th. It's going to be a lot of fun today, everybody. I am Seth, and thanks for joining me on the morning show today. We're going to get back to James and Melissa after we do this little segment here, so don't worry. We're going to get back to Family Natural Foods in just a little bit. Got some more interviews and some fun stuff coming up for that. But just wanted to let everybody know that it is time for Star of the Day, and we're going to go and do another theme song here from a children's show. And I guess, well, sort of a children's show. I don't know. I guess you could call one way or the other. Go ahead and call up if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days. 424-2600. After I start playing, I'll take the first caller with the correct answer on this one. And so let me know, what is this show? Okay, that took a little bit longer than I thought it would, but looks like we do have a caller here. Let's go ahead and take the caller on the air and see what their answer is. Good morning. What do you think it is?
I think that's Jim Henson's The Muppet Show.
You are correct, sir. Excellent, excellent. That is indeed The Muppet Show. That was the first season of The Muppet Show. So thank you for the call. You are our winner. What's your first name?
This is Matt.
I kind of thought it was you, Matt. I recognize your voice. Congratulations, Matt. Thank you so much for playing along with us. We are going to take another quick break here, and I'm going to get some more information from Matt. And congratulations, Matt. You are our star of the day. When we come back, we'll be listening to our remote from Misty, or excuse me, not Misty's menu. Oh, getting all my stuff screwed up here today. At Family Natural Foods with James and Melissa, right after this quick break on WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, mornings at WFHR. Thanks for joining us, everyone. That makes me think of summer, and it's not summer anymore. Oh, well, there's a lot of great things about fall. Some of the things we're going to get into in just a minute, because we are going to be joining James and Melissa here at Family Natural Foods, and they got a lot of fun stuff going on. Not only is it their 76th anniversary, but they got a lot of stuff for fall as well, and we're going to be finding out more about that. But let's go ahead and bring James and Melissa here. How's it going down there?
Going great here, Seth. Thanks so much. You're doing wonderful over there. Thank you so much for the covering the Misties and the Culvers. Nice work, brother.
Thank you very much.
We're sitting here celebrating 76 years of service in this community for Family Natural Foods. And we'll be doing this all up until the whole morning show here, right up until 10. I want to remind you that Family Natural Foods is open 9 to 6 today. The sale is going on today 10 to 2. You'll also want to come back tomorrow because they'll be open from 9 to 4 and the sale will go from 9 to 1. We've been having a lot of fun. Katrina and Mel gave us a nice tour of the building earlier. I thought, well, now we need to know. We've seen the building. We've seen everything here. Let's talk about a little bit of how this building got here and how everything started. And we have the one person to go to with this subject. We have Mike Hittner joining us. Mike, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, James and Melissa, for being in-house today. We're excited to have them here on our 76th anniversary, and Seth for holding down the station. So it's a great crew. But I've been involved since I was 13 years old. I started working with my dad. At first, I got a work permit, and I caddied at Bullseye Country Club. I thought I was going to make my $1 million there during the summer, but I found out that carrying these hand-tooled leather bags from Mexico and getting paid a dollar for a round was like a slow death, really.
Yeah.
And so after a while, after one summer, that I decided to work for my dad. And so, you know, I worked for my dad from that time and until, you know, I sold the business to the kid. So we were located behind the old City Hall. We're probably where you want to think where YMCA is now. That's what our previous location was, and then moved over here in the early 70s when they were redeveloping the area where the mall used to be for the mall purposes, and we moved over here. And this was Erickson gas station.
Yeah.
And a brick facade up front with a lift where you come in nowadays, where you got the high ceiling, and that's where the cars went up.
Yeah, Katrina was telling us a little bit about that when we were getting the tour earlier. And I have to be honest, I've been coming here I've lived in this town for 25 years, and I've been coming here since then. I never really looked up. I never really looked at that. And as soon as she started saying it and where the boards came, it's wonderful history, Mike. Yeah, it's so cool, the detail that has been put into this place.
Right, right. And so we just, my dad just decided to reuse this building rather than tear it down. Let's make use of it. There was a little bit of a garage in the back here, but we ended on a steel building on the back end of it and connected the two. There was a rear window in the lift area, and so we just cut that down and connected the two buildings. And then we've got our infrastructure in between our freezer compressors and our furnace and things like that. Excuse me. So we've been here since mid-70s, and it worked out good. I worked during my college years here during the summer, and then after college I joined my dad. I had two brothers that helped my father. He started out in the feed and grain and the milking machine business, and I remember as a kid we went out to the local farmers, and we cleaned and sanded down the pulsators and got them working properly while my dad did something else in the barn with the farmer or hooked up a pump or something like that for his suction for the milking machines. And then my father slowly and gradually started to turn the business into health foods. And then when I got back from college, and I did the rest of it. And then we continued on, and my father worked until he was about 80 in the business pretty actively, and I bought him out in 1982. I had the trifecta that year. I bought a house and I bought a business. And then 1 year later, Stephen came. So,
wow.
You know, he came, we were married on June 10th, and next year, June 21st, Stephen was born. So we had a lot going on, but it's been a great business in the sense that when you can help people help themselves and see the changes that it makes in their lives and everything, that's the real feeling that you get and the real payback that you get, really. You know, certainly there's dollars change hands here, and in the community has supported us, you know, over many, many years, and we feel very blessed by that because of that support. But the real payback is to see those changes in people's lives and how they feel.
And, you know, that's something, Mike, that comes across even with when we're talking with you about Historic Point Boss, how important that the knowledge passing on, the being there for people, all those things are. And it was one of the things that we were looking forward to about really highlighting today about Family Natural Foods, certainly the sales and all these things. That's, we want to keep the lights on. That's
sure,
important.
Sure.
And those are great, and people love that thing. But when I talk to listeners, when I talk to people about this business, about this building, it's different. They talk about it like it's familiar. It's something that they see every week or every couple of weeks or what have you. And then hearing Katrina talk about this place, hearing you talk about it as we come in, and I think I finally realize what it is. You've created a business that feels like a home. Mm-hmm. It really does. You come here, you can't help but feel like family. You can't help but feel like,
right,
really. And that's something that I don't think you could really set out to do, but
right,
you've done. It's
right,
really cool.
And it's something that kind of evolves naturally, because you get to know the people, you get to know them on a first name basis, and we've been blessed on West Grand, as we know, you know, with family businesses that, you know, Aaron and G have been in business for probably 100 years, and Neiman's, you know, until the Iron Boys sold out, you know, a lot of these businesses, the Matthews sons over there that have taken over for their dad Leon. So, I mean, this West Grand is filled with these in the Metcalf, just a block from us here, you know, taking over for his grandpa and his father, and now, you know, the Metcalfs have taken over. So there's a long history on West Grand of those family sort of businesses that you can go in and be recognized and be appreciated for who you are.
It's one of the things that keeps people coming back to here, to the other businesses along West Grand and everything. I mean, all the way down to Chips and that. It's familiar, it's home, but it's also, these businesses have been around for a long time because the community keeps coming here, because you guys are doing good work. I asked Katrina this earlier, and I was kind of curious, especially after hearing, you even told me some stuff I didn't even know there with your origin story, kind of.
Sure.
Was this, you know, taking over the family business, was it something that you wanted to do originally, or was it something that kind of just happened, you grew to want to do it?
Yeah. I think that working those summers for my dad in college and everything, I got, because I have two older brothers, and they both worked in the business when they were in high school and in college and that sort of thing for some years. We're 4 years apart, and those brothers enjoyed it and liked the business, but it's one of those things, you know, when you're working with your dad, every once in a while you just got to bite your lip, because
yes,
you might,
yes,
think you know better, but you got to go from the wisdom that's been there for years and years and has been through the trials and tribulations. And so I think I could bite my lip better than my brothers could. And I had a younger sister, but she was 7 years younger, and my father was about ready to retire, and I think she might have come in at one time, but because of the years of difference, he was ready to retire, and I was about that age that get done with college and come in, so into the business. So I think that was probably the biggest factor.
When we're sitting here with Mike Hittner, going down memory lane with Mike and enjoying every second of it, celebrating Family Natural Foods 76 years, 76th anniversary, and 76 years serving this community. Mike, we all want our, you know, if there's one common thing with all parents, we want our kids to have better than us.
Right.
We want them to have a better life than us, a better this, all those things. Terry and I were talking just the other day about the handing down of the family business and that, and how there still is, that exists still, but it isn't as common as it used to be. And I was thinking about that, thinking about being here today, and the idea of, you know, you have somebody like in town, or maybe a stranger from out of town you sell the company to when you were at that point. I can imagine that might have been a little tempting, because you know the greatness of running this place, but you also know the hardships of running a business.
Right.
And, you know, you fear for your kids when it comes to that stuff. Was there a lot of fear when you knew that Stephen and Katrina were going to take over, or you feel pretty confident about that?
No, they had both worked in the business during college and ever since. Well, Katrina probably told about working, you know, taking care of the chicks.
Yes.
More or less babysitting.
Yeah.
But so they had a lot of years of experience in it, and I have another daughter that works at UWSP. She wasn't as interested, and those two were kind of interested. And it was just at the point that I officially retired in 2014, though I've been down here, you know, most all the time. But it was a point where with the new social medias and this sort of thing, which because of Wakely or just because of my nature, I'm not really interested in, and the business had to, whether I hired somebody to do that sort of thing, it had to start making a change because we had to meet and greet the new customers, the young customers, in a different format that we weren't into in those days. And so it was a kind of a natural progression, so I think it was fine. And also, as the kids worked in the business, especially Stephen, for maybe 3 or 4 years before him and Katrina bought it, it was kind of nice because if they wait too long, they get a little disgruntled and they don't want to wait forever sort of thing. Yeah. So you got to know when the time is to pull the plug and move on to the next generation.
How good does it feel to do that, be at this point where they've been running things for a while now, things are going good, and better than good. They're going very good here. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel now with all that being said, and you're here, you're seeing these things, we're celebrating 76 years. I mean, the pride's got to be to the roof.
Right, right. Well, I'm very happy for them and happy for the business. You always want to see that succeed if you can. You never know for sure, but I think the real thank you goes out to the loyal customers that have been there for my father, for me, and now for my children. So I think that's the real answer to it.
When it comes to this building, the history of the store, all the above, Mike, is there anything that we haven't really shared with the audience before? Maybe we could, it's something that is still interesting to you, of course, that we could touch on before we let you go.
Well, I just think that my father had the foresight of locating here. We looked at a number of different places, Torque Lumber, which is now Wisconsin Valley Concrete or Lions, over there on the part that faces West Grand, but it was kind of off the beaten path. He liked this because he wanted a south-facing building, so he picked up the sun in winter and he kind of blocks out some of the westerly and northwesterly winds and the snow and that goes with it. And it was on a corner, so if you get cut off access into the front of you, say if they're working on West Grand, which they did about 5 or 6 years ago, you've always got access off of 9th Avenue. So he kind of looked at a lot of those factors that I guess I probably wouldn't have thought of at that time. At being 20, 21 years old, I wouldn't have thought of those sort of things, but he had that perspective from his many years in business. And he originally started over at General Mills, which is Metcalfe's today, and that's where he started in the business. And he came here as a troubleshooter in 1940s to get that mill up and running and making a profit. And then they wanted to move him to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It's a coal mining area, and he's used to the beautiful. He grew up in Winona, Minnesota, so he's used to the Mississippi River in the Midwest. And he didn't just want to go to Pennsylvania. He had two children already, and so he just decided that, hey, I'm gonna start my business here, go independent, and he started in March. We celebrate in October just because the weather is so unpredictable in March. Yeah. And, you know, surprisingly, he started with double pneumonia. I mean, he started it.
Wow.
Really, you know, he really had to put a lot into it. And when the kids talk about what I did and everything like that, my father was really the one that really did most of the heavy lifting. I've done some lifting. The kids certainly have done some lifting. When my father just started, you know, from scratch, really did the heavy lifting.
Well, I send a big shout out to him and a thank you to him, of course, his memory. Because, man, none of us would be here today without that paving that way. I was thinking about one last thing, and I promise this will be the last one, Mike. It'll let you go. I do appreciate the time. When it came to wanting to, nowadays, shopping local, buying local, supporting local, it's something we talk about every day on the air. We talk about in the community so much. When things started here, You kind of had to buy local. You kind of had to support local. Right. I mean, that was the way. Is it what is it like knowing this history, seeing those things back then, and seeing where it is now, where it's kind of almost come full circle, where it's so vital to support local farmers, local ag industry, local business?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I mostly met because she came here shopping years ago, and it's the only place you could buy yogurt. And
that's awesome.
And herbal teas, and of course now they're and you can find them anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's why, actually, in this type of business we're in, we always got to be a step ahead, because you're gonna get co-opted on some of those things that become very popular, and people can get them anywhere. So you have to have something that's unique and to you and sort of thing. So, you know, that's kind of how everything goes. It goes full circle, and now we're back into these campaigns and people actively talking about buying local, which for a lot of years we never even thought about. But then all the big box stores started to come in, and now we reconcentrated on buying local and you know, local, you know, WFHR, local radio. I mean, everything is local here. We try to make it local, at least in our own efforts.
And do a darn good job at it, Mike. Where your father started, what you picked up and kept going, and what these guys are doing now, yeah, absolutely. Mission accomplished, man.
Yeah.
It's been great. We've been enjoying this conversation. I went a little long, but I had to. I couldn't help myself. Thank you so much for the time, Mike. I can't thank you enough. We might talk to you again before we let go, but either way, enjoy today. Enjoy everything about it.
And if I run across a few of the old-time customers, and if they'd like to talk to you, I'll bring them back, and
thanks.
We'll talk a little bit more. So.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the time as always, sir. Seth, I know that we probably have some commercials to get to. This might be a little awkward, but why don't we go ahead and do that, and we'll try to get back here, wrap the hour up, and let you know what's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here, as the morning show is live and direct on location from Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Come see us. The doors are open, and in seconds, come on by, stop by, and help them celebrate 76 years with us here at WFHR.
Welcome back to the Mornings with WFHR. I am Seth in the studio here. I am running the board here for Melissa and James. They are down at Family Natural Foods. We only have a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour and CBS News. So I think I'll keep it here. We can go through some programming notes here. But when we get back at the 9 o'clock hour, doors are opening at 9 at Family Natural Foods. There's going to be a lot of people in there. And we're going to hope that James can talk to a few customers. That'd be a lot of fun as well. And as well as some more interviews as we wrap up the hour from 9 to 10 at Family Natural Foods. Then at 10 o'clock, James will be rushing back here for Morning Magazine. And after that, at 11, Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin will be broadcasting here from WFHR. That's going to be a lot of fun. James actually will be one of her guests today, and that's going to be great. So we can do some connections here with the Greater Civic Media Network, and it's going to be great fun. So stay tuned for that from 11 to 2. That's Kristen Bry. Later on today, we do have a special broadcast from 7 to 8 on WFHR. The U.S. Senate debate between Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson will be taking place on these airwaves, so you want to tune in for that. Also at 7 o'clock at our sister station, WIRI, Nakusa football will be starting up. Randy and Don will be bringing you Nakusa versus Shockton, and that's going to be pregame at 6:50, first kickoff at kickoff, I guess, at 7 o'clock. Coming up this weekend on Saturday, we have our little shift in the schedule because of Badger football. At 6 o'clock, we've got Outdoors Radio. At 7, we've got the Polka Show, the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim bringing you another fun hour of polka music. At 8, Terry Talks Nutrition. We've talked a little bit about that already today. And then at 12:30, Wisconsin football. Taking on Northwestern this week, new football coach, see what happens with that. I should say before that, of course, from 11 to noon, we've got Over the Back Fence this week. I will be hosting it this week, so go ahead and check that out. At WIRI at 7 o'clock on Saturday, River Kings hockey, that's right, we got it, playing the Minnesota Moose. Mark and Don will be bringing you that game as well. And then 6 to 8 on Sunday, Seth Faces the Music. I got a new show this week. Magic is my theme. Magic. It's a magical show. You're going to want to tune in 6 to 8 on Sunday for that. All right, time for some news here on WFHR, locally grown radio.